What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
And I'm your co-host, Snuff.
So, what's on the fucking agenda?
All right, I want to talk about how these kids are ruining the car scene.
Oh, well, we always talk about it in every single episode.
No, but hold on. Stop. Wait, let's put that on pause and let's talk about our publications first because...
Oh, yes. So, for all our lovely Jersey local car guys and gals, if you're cruising on Route 46, you might have seen our ad. We have officially jumped into the ad game. Excited. It's surreal, to say the least. So, we have our podcast ad running on Route 46 going eastbound. And... For those that saw on the team page, Team C4 officially has an ad running on Times Square, which I'm very proud of.
Yeah. We should be proud. I don't know any other team that's done that.
Nope. As of right now, knocking on wood, we are the first ones to be approved. And all considering on how the car scene is, well, especially in New York with the takeovers, if it can help bring some type of positivity, I'm all down for it. Because it was cool seeing the cops... with the long-ass rifles, just like looking at the screen and just kind of be like,
Well, what pissed
that was pretty cool.
What pissed me off is the two-stepping X3 it was, BMW.
I heard something, yeah, but I couldn't catch it with the pops and bangs.
Yeah, it was a BMW truck driving through, pop. The cop gripped his pistol. I'm just like, are you serious, dude? You got a rifle on your chest?
I mean, he's going to have a ticket anyway because they have the stupid noise things on the fucking corners.
Yeah,
anyway,
but it's so stupid. You know where you are. Act like an adult.
What is that?
But again, hold on. It's these immature, I got to use the word assholes, that are ruining the car scene for everybody else that genuinely cares about the car scene.
You know what it is, too?
Their fathers didn't love them?
Yeah. No, 100%. They were all like, they're all probably dropped.
They need attention. Got it. Daddy wasn't there.
Where to send the hate mail? You know what? It was very surreal, but it was very cool because, like I said, if it can help to a small degree bring in some positivity, so like they're not like, oh, they're all just not like swinging and killing people with their quarter panels and making them fly.
Yeah.
There are some that are okay. That's fine with me. If that works, you know, small step for Team C4, bigger step for the car community is what I like to say about it.
Yeah. All right.
Because, like I said, if it can help bring some type of positivity, I'm all down for it. But nonetheless, I am proud.
You know how many cops I talk to that say...
they hate us all.
Hold on. They look at us like fast food.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're a walking ticket book, bro.
Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Have you ever been somewhere and be like, this is fucking awful, I'm never coming back? And then you drive past 100 of them and you're like, absolutely not eating there.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, no, we got giant bullseyes on our backs. And because of people like that on a Sunday fucking morning, you need to blast out somebody's eardrums on Times Square, dude. Like, come on, grow up.
Joke's on them when they get the ticket in the mail for, you know, the noise pollution stuff.
Speaking of that.
Speaking about that, New Jersey actually has just officially passed a law and is called, which I find it hilarious, anti-boom car bill law. Now, this is for all you chuchero guys. If they catch you, the first offense is $500, the second offense is $750, the third offense, they're taking your car. If, you know, insult to injury, maybe they'll leave you with your chuchero since, you know, it's not too connected to the car anyway.
I'm sure their grandmother will love it back in the living room.
Bring it back for Johnny's birthday.
Yeah.
But no, 100%. It has been officially introduced. It was introduced in January, and it passed, like, with flying colors. So now, officially, it is now, I believe it's starting up in Newark, and then from there kind of
trickling
down, up and down Jersey. But But it's funny, because they're calling them boom cars.
Yeah.
That's their term for it. I mean, they're chucheros, bro. They're chucheros. That's it.
Well,
they're chucheros. But whatever, I can deal with the whole boom thing.
I'm so grateful for a law like this because of the kids that have, I don't know, six of their grandmother's speakers in their backseat versus putting a lip kit on their car, but they still got stock wheels. Like,
I'm all down for the audio. I'm all down for the bass contest, for the SPL competitions and the sound levels. if it's done at a show that it is sanctioned. But I'm going to ask Eddie. Me and him do fucking, we did sound battles years ago on the beach. But guys came with their meters. It was done professionally. They do a safety check.
They give you the CD.
They give you the specialized CD that's especially, you know, tuned to your audio system for your classification on the car. And from there, you let it rip until you blew your shit up if you wanted to.
Yeah, but back in the day, if an amp got hot, it performed better.
Well, that's the old tech that used to be on some of the old amps, like the old school Rockford Series Punch amp, black amps for all the old school guys listening, which now those amps from like 2003, 2004 still fetch $400-$500 on eBay right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Used. And like with missing end caps and everything. You're just getting a fucking amp. But the hotter they got, the better they worked.
Yeah.
Now it's like you kind of blow on it. It's like the red light of death. And it's like not even working anymore.
Well, I watched an outdoor parking show. I'm not going to say which one. The kid parked his car on the corner of the parking lot, I guess I'd call it. The parking garage at the mall over there. Mm-hmm. His amp was in full visibility of the sun, hitting it, beating on it, beating on it, beating on it. My favorite part was the minivan down the ramp from him blowing the speakers, boom, 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 boom. Uh-huh. So the kid was like, well, I got this. He took his fucking speakers, put them on the roof, and connected it with the blue cord or whatever the shit was.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
And silence. We're like, what the fuck is going on, bro? He goes, nah, this isn't working right. This isn't working right. So then he goes back to his rear deck, and he's like, oh, shit. I'm like, what's the fucking problem there, bro? This isn't going to work. My amps are hot. I'm like, nah, that can't be real. He goes, touch it.
You're fucking frying egg on them.
Yeah, man.
Be surprised.
Yeah.
I've seen people get their fingers burnt hard.
So
with like pretty mean blisters.
Some of these people put safeties on their things, like the little kill switches where they're...
Usually like pops first fuse. Before it takes the amp. Yeah, yeah. But honestly, I'm all down for this. Because, what was it? The one that triggered this fucking law, like the guy was in Camden, I guess, in a parking lot, blasting a fucking chuchero. And people in Philly were calling it in, complaining.
Nah.
That's what triggered it. It started in Camden. So that's literally what triggered it. And people just got fed the fuck up, and the guy introduced the law, introduced the bill, better said, to the state senate. And the state senate's like, yes, pass it, let's go. So just like they can seize ATVs that are not like with any type of plates, they can now, the third offense, they will seize your car. And they take it and they crush it.
Good. I look forward to bullshit like this because you have more people spending more time on doing the audio. That's removable from the car, isn't it? A molded centerpiece or inside your trunk
or anything. It's always been a hot debate, especially where we live in our area anyway, because to a certain degree, yeah, sounds cool. Don't get me wrong. At a normal level.
Eh.
But when you're
in the bank parking lot, with like the sad music.
You're in a bank parking lot, you're in a park parking lot, you're in any type of fucking parking lot, really. And you just start taking out these wooden boxes that you damn well know you got them in flea markets.
Yeah.
Or what kills me is, I have to cut that halfway. That what just kills me is if I see one and I just kind of glance over and it has a seatbelt on, like it's a fucking kid.
I love that.
That's a fucking, I swear to God, that's it fucking pisses me off. Like you have no idea. That shit is, if there's one thing that triggers me, is somebody putting a seatbelt on a fucking chuchero box and just cruising.
People who do that should be wearing helmets while they drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things that, you know, does it suck? That's, I guess you could say, part of the car scene. That's an argument.
In itself.
But it has slowly embellished itself into the car scene, the whole chuchero shit.
Well, back in the day, they had the ice.
Well, yeah, back in the day, it was always, you know, the ice or in-car entertainment. That's pretty much what it stood for. But that was a mix of, you know, all the audio, all the TVs, game consoles, if you had game consoles, a computer, if you had a fucking computer.
Yeah, but do you think that removable speaker would count towards ice?
No, 100% no. They would laugh in your face.
I love that.
If that generation was like today, like judging now type of thing, no, they would laugh in your face. Like, they would be like, get the fuck out of here. Get your car out of here. Because half the time, you know, that's what also blows my mind is that they do these sound systems, but your quarter panel's still rusting.
Yeah.
And the bumper's still flapping.
Your front bumper is still hanging.
But you just blew, not blew, but you spent like, what, $4,000, $5,000 on a fucking audio system?
When your body's fucked up.
Yeah. Like, I mean, in my personal head, it doesn't make any sense to even do that.
Your rear bumper has marks from the idiot behind you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smacking 100%. You up on
you
the
would
block.
Think you would, you know, paint or wheels or shit.
Wrap.
Anything. Fuck. Christ. Anything.
Bags.
But some of these are just like suspension, cambered the fuck out, and nothing but a fucking chuchero on them. That's it.
Well, I'm noticing that with the Accords. They have the stock sport wheels, right?
Yeah, that's always been a thing. That's been a thing for like years now.
They're cambering them, and they're throwing a chuchero, and they're done with their build. And you ask them, so what do you got next? No, dude, this is done.
This is it.
And I look, I'm like, have you won any awards? Yeah, man. Where? And they show me these fucking bullshit awards.
Name it now.
And they show me these awards from these fucking Park and Chill meets, and I'm just like, oh, that's.
Like I said, it's if they were to have. Well, before that, I remember going to what fucking show was this? It was at MetLife.
Clean Culture.
There we go. Thank you. It was a Clean Culture show in MetLife. What the fuck was that for? An ambulance showed up.
Nah.
No, I'm not done with the story. An ambulance showed up because it was full of speakers. Not because it was there to help people. What? Somebody bought an ambulance.
Why would they do that?
Now, don't get me wrong. The concept of getting an old ambulance and completely going fucking balls to the walls on it is a cool concept in itself if you stop for a second and think about it.
Yeah.
Because you have real estate.
A lot.
You have a lot of fucking real estate. So you can really do something cool like a lounge type setup in the back. With a flat screen TV, a nice sound system.
Stripper
like, this
pole,
is just
something.
Me spitting bullshit for like a minute. Tell me no.
No, you're right.
But this guy decided to buy every single fucking box from a flea market.
And put them all in there.
And that just shoved them the fuck in there. And then on top of that, it was a transformer because he put an actuator on the roof that literally went up and had the full length of the roof in speakers. Literally fit.
Why?
People are like, yeah, bro, that's good. I'm like, I'm not standing in front of this fucking thing. Are you stupid? I'm not going to confuse my heart on the beats. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you idiots? And I just went behind to see the fucking thing. And I was like, this is going to kill half the fucking car show. Like, literally. It's just people are just going to drop like fucking rocks. I'm going to come back with so many cars. But I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. We were on the opposite side of MetLife, and we were on the other side of MetLife, and that shit was, like, right behind us. Like, if it was only, like, two cars away. And you got these guys that are in front of me, like, yeah! I'm like, how? How is your heart not going retarded, not knowing what the fucking beat is right now?
I never understood it.
So, I mean, not for, you know, technically, good job on the law passing. You know, it is what it is. Sadly, we're going to still probably see them.
I think that's
some shows, but I do see it dying out.
That's a win for the car community.
Yeah, it is. I think I do believe it's a very big W for the car community because that is not part of the car community, in my eyes, anyway.
What I'd like to do is propose a law. Where if I can catch you on Instagram swinging your car with your plates on your car on your page, I should be able to report it and get your shit impounded.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a terrible idea.
But then there's a lot of ratting on people
and
snitches.
Yeah, it's the only bad thing. It is what it is.
If I do one burnout,
because,
there's
going one
to jail.
Page that I there's one dude that I follow that he's able to capture every single takeover when they swing it and it hits somebody and they go flying and then they do the rewind. And they slow it down.
Yeah.
Tits. It is absolutely beautiful. Like, it is beautiful. It is a work of art. Those videos, I swear to God.
My favorite is when somebody big gets smacked, and they hardly move. Like, they stumble a little bit, but the car is, like, frozen in spot. It's usually a Mustang.
It's always a Mustang, or not a Charger.
No,
or cars.
The G35 owners, those guys suck.
Yes. I have seen a few G35s, swing it pretty good.
The Z guys. You guys really suck too, the Z guys. For some reason, every time I see a Z guy swing it, he needs a fire pit in the middle. And he's like this fucking little 18-year-old
idiot. Did
you say
a fire pit?
A fire pit. He's like an 18-year-old little idiot whose parents, I would love to show that video to, and then punch the parents in the face for having him. I would love to just open hand smack his mother.
You should have swallowed Johnny.
I can show you one right now. The kid was a cool kid. I'm still following him like an asshole, but I'm going to unfollow him soon if he keeps this shit up.
You know what it is? We have to, at least for the more serious car people, guys, gals, whatever, he, she's, you know, whatever. It's 2023. Anyway, you gotta like semi put your foot down and be like, this bullshit, no.
Unacceptable.
No. Because at the end of the day, it's not even for the rest of the car community. You got to think about it as, you got to be a little bit selfish and think of your own car.
Or your kids.
You want to drive? Yeah, fuck them. No, I'm kidding.
No, but the idea behind it is cars are a pure culture that...
Yes, exactly. But this is where I'm going at. They should at least, if you don't want to do it for the car community, at least be selfish in the way of, I want to be able to drive my car down the block.
And not get pulled
and
over.
And not come back with five tickets.
Yeah.
Because little Timmy over here decided to take his, you know, grandma's G35 and slam it into a fucking pole because he's... saw one, like, Ken Block fucking video on YouTube and decided he can do it better.
And now that I drive a highly modified car, the cops are looking at me.
Yeah, it's one of those things. So, you know, it is what it is. It's a win for the car community in my eyes, this whole ban. If you're going to do a sound-off competition, do it where it counts. Because at the end of the day, yo, dude, they have very good payouts. Those stupid sound-off competitions, bro, you bring in bread.
What's the highest you've seen?
Like $4,000 cash payout.
No.
For having the best system. So why wouldn't you want to do, like, pro in that aspect?
Molded in fiberglass, like Eddie.
Not even fiberglass. You know, just having it inside your car. You literally can't go to a Chichetto to one of these competitions. They're going to laugh in your fucking face and give you your money back and go home. Like, that to them don't count at all whatsoever in sound-offs. But if you were to build a system, doesn't, like I said, it doesn't have to be fiberglass, it can be MDF wood, the old school way. It's what everyone usually starts with.
Yeah. A little soundproofing, dynamat.
Yeah, but if you do it correctly with the right nigga, you can bring in like crazy amount of audio. And crazy amount of fucking money if you win.
Really?
So that's a like really big thing. It still has always been. Granted, it's not so much here. It's a little bit more down south, like in Georgia and the Carolinas, but let's see what happens. Another law in Jersey before we
there you go. That's what I was
switch up
at.
A little bit more is that the famous front plate, no more front plate, has been reintroduced. So far, it has like 6 million fucking signatures. Let's see what happens.
No more front plate would be nice. So,
technically, if you pay more, you pay the normal fee for both plates, or you pay a little bit extra and you only get one. So,
I'd rather have one.
But we actually have to owe that one to the famous Teslas. We actually have to say thanks, Elon.
Why?
Because nobody with a Tesla puts a front plate in their car.
That's a thing.
Not one fucking Tesla owner in this entire state runs with a front plate.
It has drilled holes into their bumper.
Exactly. And Tesla does not offer any type of bracket whatsoever for a front plate.
Really?
So which means if you wanted to do it, you either had to get extremely motherfucking creative.
Or self-tapping screws.
Or self-tapping screw-ins, and that's it.
Hope for the best.
Yeah. But that is not a thing in Tesla. They never made that and never plans to.
You know what I saw the other day? So,
thanks, Elon.
That got me excited.
What?
A backlit license plate.
Yes. There's a fucking page on IG. I believe did you see it on a Porsche?
No. I seen it on a JDM car.
Let me see if I can get the page real quick. Believe I know exactly it or not, what you're talking about.
Original JDM cars were backlit.
Yes. Yes, they were. But let me see if I can find the page real quick.
I have not stopped thinking about that.
Let me see. Because I was talking to the actual guy. Come on, where the fuck are you?
I'm thinking about a HIN. All the lights dim low. A glowing unwell sign.
Let's see. Let me go. Loom Industries. They're the ones that make it. So check them out. Loom Industries on IG. They are the ones that make the back plate or front plate, whatever. But it's completely RGB, or it could be backlit to like whatever color you choose.
Yeah.
You have to take a screenshot of your plate, send it to them, and then they do it out of acrylic. So it's 100% see-through. Just, yeah, obviously, you know, you wire it up or whatever, and you can turn on the lights. It looks cool as fuck. Don't know if you would get owned here for that in the back. Because you know how the state is with their stupid license plate frames here in Jersey?
Yeah.
Because anything that's covering technically Garden State or New Jersey qualifies for a fucking ticket.
You.
So I don't know because it's a pretty thick border.
My thing was, show me what you're talking about. I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Okay. I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Oh, yeah. That's the deal there.
That's what it always is.
So fucked.
Let me see. Which actually, this chick has it. The Diamond EOS from Philly. That's an actually awesome.
Yeah, she does.
But that's literally the page. Luma Industries.
I've been looking at.
This has been, there we go. So I'm showing him the Porsche. This is where I first saw it. That's like their.
That's not what I'm talking about.
That's not the one you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about shit like this.
It's reflective.
That's JDM.
Yeah, no, but that's reflective. That will never pass here. Guys in Cali, on the other hand, have the full luxury of going completely nuts with their fucking plate. Why? As long as it says their plate number and it says California on it, you can wrap it, you can two-tone it, you can paint the fucking plate, and you're 100% fine.
And you think if we wrap a plate here, we'll get in trouble?
I believe it is 100% illegal. Do not quote me on it. Because I believe the laminate film that they use for the digital print of the plates comes back for the cops easier to read or some shit like that. I could be mistaken.
Okay.
But if any cops are listening, feel free to drop a DM. That is cool. Damn, $500 fucking license plate?
Yeah.
Wine, bro. I can draw you the same thing for fucking like
$2. No, because it's real coffee. JDM. It's the original JDM, OEM JDM.
Yeah, but that's like the way they made the plates back then. Fully reflective. What the fuck is that?
That's the from Japan. Oh. Like, there's no way I can explain this, and I can't send you all a fucking link. But long story very short, it's in Puerto Rico. If you go on eBay and you search Crazy Auto PR as your seller, he has them. And this guy, geez, the amount of weird and cool and classic shit he's got.
Novelty things?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He's got a fuck...
See, that's a good. I wonder if that law, if that would pass over here. The one of those like, because I would love to wrap a plate and just do something completely dope on it so it matches the car.
Yeah,
that would be cool as shit. But I do believe it's a ticket waiting to happen.
That's all right.
It's an impound waiting to happen. And you California guys, yeah, you can wrap a plate, but God forbid you tune your car.
Oh man.
DMV in California can now officially detect unapproved ECU software on all aftermarket tuners. Oh, man.
So a Cobb tuner, boom, smoked.
Yeah, done. You have to turn it back to stock and get the smog check, the famous smog check over there. Because if you run with it, they now have software that will tell them.
All right, let's hold on. Before we go any further...
California, what the fuck is up, guys?
California is pushing so hard for this electric vehicle thing. They can't sustain the power for it.
Motherfuckers can't even charge their own Teslas. They're using gas generators to...
We're going to China for the lithium and nickel, so they're owning us there. And then you're telling me to dig it up, to transport to China, to send it back here on gas-powered boats, by the way, in case we're all talking about it.
Right.
All of that for an electric car. We're killing the planet trying to make these electric cars. The ozone layer will be back to normal in the next 40 years. Stop your fucking bitching.
Tree huggers, continue hugging a little bit longer. That's all.
Give up.
You know what it is? I don't give a fuck what anybody says. EVs are never going to be the takeover.
No.
They're never. It's absolutely never going to fly. Not. It's never going to happen. These motherfucking cars can't even... What was it? One guy that I was following, or I stumbled across his reel. He was bitching. He just bought himself the Hummer, the EV one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that truck is what? 70, 80 grand? Some shit like that?
Yes.
You know, whatever.
All day.
Don't call me on the price, but it's up there. Yep. It's up there. Yeah, it has fast charge. 45 minutes. You still have to kill out of your fucking life.
Sitting in the fucking parking lot. What's the mileage?
I think like 350.
Oh, good. So if I go to Atlantic City, I can't come back home.
No, you can go to AC. The issue's coming back.
Yeah, so I just said if I go to Atlantic City, I can't come back home.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's good.
Or you got to plan around you know, these charging, supercharging networks.
Fuck
not
that.
Teslas, but, you know, the universal shit that everybody else has done.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is this. It took him an hour to charge up his car, because it has fast charge, the EV, and he spent $25.
What?
That's my point. See, I get it. Everybody needs to make money. But I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me if you're blowing that much money on an EV. They still got to dump another $10, $20, $30,
$40. Into 300 miles.
You should... See, in my head, it should be like this. Okay, fine. You want to buy a Tesla, right? Or what? Let's not go with Tesla. Let's go with a Joe Schmo EV, right?
Oh.
You're dumping 100, 110, 120 grand on this fucking EV. Granted, Uncle Sam hits you up with another fucking 10 grand back because you decided to hug a tree. Okay? Let's go with that. Now, wouldn't it be cool if that was it? You are now part of that car's network of supercharging stations, which means I just gave you $120,000 and I still have to dump 20 or 30. What's the fucking point? You were doing that with a car and gas.
The same shit.
What the fuck are we talking about? See, if the gas station wants your charging network, they should pay you for your charging network. I want your charging station on my thingy because I'm seeing a lot of traffic of these EVs.
Yeah.
Okay, you pay. You get the charging network. But that's it. Because the person that has to sit there for a fucking hour is going to get hungry. You retard. Or get thirsty.
Or want to buy a shirt. Something to use the charging station.
Exactly. So you're not making your money off the charging network. You're going to make your money on the person that has to fucking kill 45 minutes out of their life that they're never going to get back.
Yeah, but how much...
Because they had to bring little Jimmy to Disney.
How much electricity does it consume is my question.
Oh, that part, I mean, I don't know. I'll have to sit there and get into the specifics of the stats of what these cars... But technically, these newer ones now have quote-unquote, quick charge. Just like an iPhone or a fucking Samsung.
It still takes my iPhone
but
a few hours.
But you're still at
yeah
45 minutes. Let's be for real. You go to a gas station with a car, you're not going to go. You either stop for gas or you stop because you're hungry.
Yep, no in between.
But if you go gas,
and now
how long
does
it really
minutes.
Take you to fill up a tank? Let's be for real.
Not even 10 minutes. Five.
Exactly my point.
You're right.
But they need to make money. On the gas. That's why they charge what they charge. So I don't see the math in my head on... I mean, I get it. Everybody needs to get wet. But the whole premise of buying an EV is because you don't have to spend anything ever fucking again. That's it.
All right, I got a good game.
What?
Somebody should buy a Tesla, a brand new Tesla. Somebody should buy a 2000 F-350 V10. The most obnoxious motor there is. And they should casually drive them down to Florida at 60 miles an hour
and see who gets there first.
Yep. And see which motherfucker gets there first.
That's actually a good one. I would bet my money on the fucking V10. I swear to God I would. Even though you'll probably have 130 stops along the way.
No, if you really...
Because gas mileage on your truck is horrendous.
Yeah, but ready for this? I'll spend 10 seconds getting gas.
Exactly. You, on the other hand, with the Tesla, are going to have to fucking... I'll see you in fucking Disney in 4 extra days.
Yeah.
And I went to 3 parks already.
Yeah, no. It doesn't make any sense. I'm just, thinking about it myself.
But again, that's why I can't wrap my head around this whole fucking EV craze.
It's fucking wild.
Oh, and for example, by us. Okay? By us.
Yes.
Clinton County. There's Teslas.
There's a few.
There's a few Teslas.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Not a lot of housing. Everything's fucking condos. Yeah. Or buildings.
Yeah.
I see people that actually live in buildings and they have a Tesla and they park them on the main avenues. You mean to tell me you run an extension cord from your fucking balcony window, you motherfucker, to charge your shit up?
No, they charge it at work or something.
Or wherever there's a network.
So what I'm noticing, yeah, exactly that. They'll go to a network for
you're
an hour.
Fucking, what are you doing? Do you see the stupidity?
You're right. You're absolutely
unless you
right.
have it in your house, or you have the charger in your house, because that makes perfect fucking sense.
Oh, ready for this? Make a utilized battery that you can charge inside your house. But then you even have to worry about that blowing up because the fucking the chargeable bikes in New York City are fucking blowing up in living rooms.
See my point.
So, I mean, what are we talking about here?
EVs are never, I don't give a shit what anybody tells me. Officially, because we've talked about this whole EV crap a few times already.
Well, not for anything.
Season one and now.
To call back into last year at the Philly Auto Show.
I was going to say Philly. Yeah, I know.
I almost said Philly Awful Show. Yeah, that was bad. Yeah. Everything was EV.
As we're never invited again.
Everything was fucking EV.
But there was they were throwing it down your fucking throat.
Oh. And now this year, it was more motors.
Yeah. But you know what? Because people are learning. People are learning. They are understanding slowly. Like, Dodge's move to completely kill motors, personally, is stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. SEMA of last year, Magnaflow introduced a fucking speaker system.
No, they didn't.
Were you... Google it. Google it, because there's a fucking Ford Mach-E with a Magnaflow exhaust. Now, I'm going to give everybody the second to think about that. Yes. Mach-E's are fully electric. They should not have any exhaust. But this motherfucker has, because it has a speaker that is waterproof.
You're shitting me.
Because that's what they see themselves having to deal with now.
V-twin rumble, Magnaflow.
So now you see the whole entire cycle.
Speaker.
Why?
You're shitting me.
EVs are a fucking novelty in the car world. That's what it's come down to. And I'm officially pawning the term. All EVs are slowly becoming a novelty in the car world. Yeah, the Teslas look cool, wide-bodied, and on air ride. That's awesome and dope. You have a charger in your house? I can understand that. Because hence, you are saving money. But for, like, city people, they have to rely on chargers? Like the supercharger network? You gotta pay. What the fuck is the point?
You know,
you should stay with your car.
You know what I'm impressed nobody's figured out yet?
What?
On the Mach-E's.
What?
Figured out how to play music through those speakers versus exhaust tones.
Which comes back to the fucking Chucherolo. Do you see how the world just comes back? Do you see the full circle?
No, because technically that's a sound coming out of a speaker. You could be pulled over for that, sir.
Yeah, yeah. If it passes over 50 decibels in New Jersey's law. Then
which we both know it's gonna.
Yeah, I know. There's always going to be that one guy who's going to record a fucking...
Is there a volume knob on that?
I don't know. I've never dealt with it or seen it in person.
There's got to be.
But I'm pretty sure somebody's going to hack it and literally download pops and bangs into it.
And just be the loudest motherfucker
in the world. So that's why, personally, like I said, Dodge, I see it being a stupid move, personally. Them killing off all the motors. They're going to regret it and they're going to come back and do something. They're probably just going to not... want to feel stupid in the entire car industry and just call it for something special edition.
All right, you ready for this, guys? I got to read this to you. Borla. This is on Borla.com.
Okay.
Here, aggressive red line shifts, looping idle, throttle lifts, burbles, pops, and more for EV. Strap in and breathe deep. Driving an EV has never been more exciting.
Because, you know.
Hearing
the loud hum when you're in reverse for a fucking EV doesn't get you.
Oh, shit. Like, it's artificial noise. I get it. Yes, but come on.
Doesn't it defeat the purpose?
I'd make my car sound like a Super Mario car. Like the...
you just hit the star.
Yeah.
It's a me, Mario.
Yeah.
When you pull it to a red light.
Every time I hit a speed bump.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yep.
But you get my point, how it's stupid?
Yeah.
It is stupid. I get it. The market has to kind of shift and adapt to a certain degree because everybody needs to make money. I do foresee, if California continues with this bullshit of their fucking car laws, is that all the cool stuff is going to come here to the East Coast.
Yeah, but then you know the fucking dickheads that are going to ruin it for us.
Yeah, but you know what? It'll be a complete shift in mentality because if you have now, let's say, for example, Borla on the East Coast now, Magnaflow on the East Coast now, there's a good possibility that maybe SEMA will fucking come over here for a change. Did you ever think about that?
You're so hopeful.
Think about it. If all these, slowly, companies are leaving California because of these strict car laws, because they're finding the companies now. Perfect example is HP Tuners. They're one of the biggest in the country. because they sell the computer. Okay. Low DB2, and they sell you the credits so you can do your own tunes.
Okay.
If California starts going down their throats, they're going to have to pack up and move somewhere that they're not going to.
Oh, shit.
Where's the next highest car market?
Us, New York.
East Coast.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they'll come here to New York.
Or the Javits.
Or Jersey or PA, but maybe they'll set up shop somewhere here in the East Coast.
That'd be nice.
And if slowly that trickles, guess what? Don't be surprised if the Javis were to pull off a SEMA.
Oh, man.
Think about it. All Cali's doing is making it easier for us. Thanks, guys. I would love to go to, like, Carbon Creations, which is, like, in PA or Delaware, and just be like, I want a hood.
Done.
Let California pay for the fucking shipping sometimes. I'm tired of paying fucking $200 in shipping.
You got what Sonora used to be over here.
Yeah, yeah, technically. But think about it, more of those. Because let's be for real. 90% of the fucking aftermarket is over there in the West Coast.
That's over in Cali. You're right. You're absolutely right.
If they start getting stricter and stricter and stricter and stricter, people pack up and leave, dude.
You can't have a carbon fiber hood. Okay.
You know what I mean? People are going to get up and leave and set up shops elsewhere. And granted, the rest of these states, they're going to give you the business credits.
Huh.
We'll give you a year with no fucking taxes. Just come over.
Yeah, yeah.
Cut all these trees down. Set up your warehouse.
I wouldn't be surprised if the people started coming to places like this and Newark and...
Think about it. Think about it. It's all feasible because of California's now, like, really choking the car world. Think about all the old schoolers. Fuck all the new guys. All the OGs. Second market, or well, better said, the first market for classic cars is over there.
Shit.
If they're being now regulated to put cats in the smog, in the BS, you think a 70-year-old, an 80-year-old that took them their entire life to rebuild their 57 Bel Air or a 56 Caddy, they're going to get rid of it because of your state?
No, they're coming to Jersey.
They're going to pack up and fucking leave. They're going to, no, fuck you. I'll leave before I have to get rid of my car. Because the hardcore car guy is going to tell you that to your face.
No, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I'm not saying they're going to come to the East Coast. No. They're definitely going to get the fuck out of Cali.
If they don't get the fuck out of Cali, they're going to... God forgive me. They're going to wind up dying with their car in their garage and not touching it and being angry old men.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
And women.
Yeah, yeah. But think about it. All feasible, officially, because of how strict. And I get it. California, stupid emissions, crazy pollution, air. I get it. I fucking get it. But I think they're going about it way too aggressively to the degree that they're going to end up losing good companies that have been there for a very long time.
What they should do, if they were smart, they can make a revenue off of this and spin it. And if you have a modified car, you have to pay X amount a year.
Which, to be honest, in the car world, we would just be like smiling and be like, okay, that's great.
Okay.
How bad are you going to put it in?
$1,000 extra a year, six you know? Grand extra a year, blah, blah, blah.
Think about it. We're willing to pay more just so we don't have to rock a front plate.
We're willing to pay more so we don't have to rock the same bumper as somebody else.
Exactly my point. So why the fuck can't they figure something out over there, at least for them, you know. But, you know, hopefully they come over here. It'll be nicer.
You know how many things we're willing to pay more for? The sound of your exhaust.
It's stupid.
Hubcap, rims. So my wheels look different than your wheels. Yep. I paid $3,500 for these. Like,
I
dude.
Got mine's on eBay.
You know what I'm saying? We're all a little crazy on it, but the fact of the matter being is
we're willing to do it.
Yeah.
Which is the point.
And the government hasn't noticed that yet.
They're stupid.
Not that they're stupid.
They're stupid.
Listen, we need tax breaks, you asshole.
They're not stupid.
They're not stupid.
They
not
are
stupid.
Great people. Kiss them all on their foreheads.
This was a very productive episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is actually the first time we're actually, you know, serious.
Barstool Sports, pick us up, man.
That's it. We're ready to go. Sign us up. And we didn't have to say Snuff's, you know, feet. But anyway.
El Presidente, come on, man. I already got the word unwell in the back of the Z. Let's rock and roll. Quit fucking around.
But, you know what it is? Honestly, it's a win for us if some of them start coming over here. Sucks for Cali, obviously. But
yeah,
you know,
it does.
But let's see what happens. Let's see what happens, because it does look pretty serious to the point that, like, if what's that one video that the guy like became viral. He bought a new BRZ.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with an exhaust.
Oh no, hold on. I know the full story on this
one. What the fuck was it? I know it was a car.
This guy buys a brand new STI.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Throws it in sports mode and brings it down the block. And it's got the natural burbles on it, but as you downshift or whatever. And a cop pulls him over. And after the cop pulls him over, he's like, yeah, throw it in second, put it at 3,000 RPM. Kid does it. Bang. Next thing you know, smoked. You're not allowed to drive it, and you know you got to go back to the
dealer so they can take off the performance take off exhaust. The guy's mode. Like, it's stock.
And now the state won't give him a clearance on it because it's stock. And the dealer's like, no, you purchased this. It's yours. Yeah.
The car's stuck in limbo in the driveway because now the state won't pass it.
Yep.
Which means he would have to now move or re-register the car somewhere else.
Well, listen, between me and you and listeners, close your ears. He could just sell it to a friend as a track car and then have it sold back to him and then have to re-register it.
Duh. You didn't hear that from us. We should have, like, the elevator music.
Which one?
I don't know. We should play, like, I'll edit it later.
Yeah.
No,
don't edit it. Leave that in there to help the next guy.
But, no, it is.
You could do it. It's feasible.
It is feasible.
So.
But it's just, you know, it's the amount of crazy bullshit you have to deal with. And this is somebody that bought a car stock.
Off the lot.
Stock everything. Like the guy, if I'm not mistaken, the guy had the DVR, like the car cam working, when he got pulled over.
No, yeah, he had the whole incident on camera.
And the cop made him pop the hood open.
Yeah.
And it was like...
My favorite was the cop's like, what's that? He goes, a turbo.
He goes, did you put that in there?
No.
No, it's stock. Like, this comes with the car. You can Google it.
This is it.
You know, it's to take out the sticker of the windshield and show it to the cop. Be like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I literally just bought this. Like, I haven't even put an air freshener in this fucking thing, bro. Like, are you serious, my guy? The cop's like, well, I'm going to have to give you that. You're going to have to bring it back to the DMV. Or they're going to have to check it out. If not, you're going to have to bring it to the dealer and let them put the factory exhaust back on.
Cop was angry.
He goes, sir, this is the stock exhaust on this car. Like, well, if they don't pass it, you're not going to be able to register here in California or some bullshit like that.
It's sad. It's
really stupid. And let's say, for example, fine. I understand it. Train the fucking cops that don't know.
That's the other thing.
Train them. Like, let's be for real. Because you know what? That cop is now a fucking ridiculed on the internet.
Yeah, no, they made a meme out of him, that poor guy.
Because he doesn't know anything about cars. So if you're going to do the law, do the homework on the law, so at least the car that's stock with templates, you can't bash them for it.
Well, to be fair, there's YouTube videos of... And I'm not pointing at different generations and so on and so forth, but like 25-year-old, 26-year-old cops walking over and be like, oh, that's your sports mode. All right, take it out of sports mode. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but that's...
But then you'll get the 50-year-old man that's like, what the hell is that? Nope. And then now the kid's trapped and can't use his car.
Yeah.
And it's sad. If they were more versed and more knowledgeable on it, And it's sad to say, like, the older gentleman that has become a cop that's 15, 60 years old, that's pulling people over still. Let's be honest. Some of them are Corvette guys. Some of them are Camaro guys.
Yeah, some of them are the more, like,
the classics.
America. Yeah. America first, and, you know, imports are trash.
Yeah.
I get it.
The fact of the matter being with that is, they should have a little bit of sympathy when it comes to your average car guy.
Yeah, but like I said, if for the ones that don't know it and pull you over...
You're
in
trouble.
Do your homework, bro. Do your homework. Do your research at least before, because at the end of the day, it's an embarrassment because it's a brand new car with not one mod on it. But let's see what happens. I don't know. It looks kind of interesting. Definitely looks kind of interesting, but let's see what happens. Let's see. What else is on the agenda?
You got anything else? Because I got a couple other things.
No. Go for it.
All right. As this 2023 season starts, you will see us at shows, and you will see us all over the place. I get my car back in 2 weeks.
Yay! It's been in body shop prison for 6 months?
Five-ish, four and a half. Who's keeping track? George
is
great.
Who's counting at this
George
rate?
Is a friggin' wizard, and I'm wider in the front, and I have porch vents in the rear, and everything's carbon fiber.
It's going to be fun to see, finally, in real life.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
So I do have a few more places we'll, the ad will be jumping into. So
do you want to talk about it?
So no, not yet, not yet. I like dropping the bam. We're here, bitches. Just like that, burning niche in your pocket, you can't get rid of.
Awful, awful. You love using that analogy that we're herpes.
Oh, I do very much because it really is us. Think about it. It really is us. Because, you know, never let them know what's coming. That's the way I like to work. And clearly it worked.
I don't tell her when I'm coming.
There goes the barstool contract.
Yeah, no. My wife, Katie's here in the studio with us in the common room. And she can hear this over the it's not a PA. It's more like a little speaker that speaks between both rooms. And she looked over and she gave that gesture with the hands, like saying, come over here. Like if she was a WWE wrestler. We've been talking about kids for a minute.
She's going to beat you. But yeah, no, let's see what happens. I have a few cool locations. Or we will.
I like doing this segment like this where we drop the recent news and...
Oh, you mean like a real news station?
Well, car guys don't have a news station.
No, we don't. We don't technically. So, I mean, we are doing a little bit more homework now on what we decide on what we're going to talk about. Because we normally have a few things. Or plan Bs, because we normally have a few guests line up, but things happen and they can't come or things show up.
It doesn't pan out.
Yeah. So we always have to have a plan B ready to rock and roll. So, but it worked out. It worked out.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
So let's see what happens. But yeah, if you did see us, snap a pic on the board, send it over, C4 Lifestyle Media. Officially, the IG page is now for all our commercial ads, which is insanely funny to say. Our podcast, the YouTube, and pretty much everything that is now officially media is going on that page. So at least C4 Lifestyle Media on IG.
Yep.
Yeah, and C4Lifestyle.media is the website. Our photo gallery is now up officially for the Philly Auto Show. Expect the custom alley video to drop this week. We are now February 8th when we are doing this. So by Friday, you should see the drop on that YouTube video.
You're wrong. It's 2/7.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is. My bad. Shooting this kind of early.
Imagine if we start dropping it on Wednesdays.
No, God, no. It's bad enough already. All the stuff that we do. But anyway, yeah, that's pretty much it. I will give it up to you guys in the poll questions. What crazy laws are you guys getting by your neck of the woods? Because, again, we talk about Jersey and Cali because Cali is pretty much on the news every other random day. Because if they're not on fire, they're like... Drowning and or I don't know.
It's always just, a hailstorm or some fucking shit.
Out of California, get your shit together. but anyway, what crazy car laws are happening by you? I would like to know what's happening in PA, Delaware, Texas, Washington State,
North Carolina.
Carolinas, yeah. It'd be fun to see what's happening over there. Crazy car laws.
We got a few people out of the country. The Russias.
Yeah. But yeah. You know they're kind of in the war, so I don't think car stuff. You know, relates.
Oh, shit.
They're kind of busy doing their thing, to say the least.
You know what? I take that back. We should probably edit that out.
We're going to edit that part out.
No, we're not. We're going to leave it raw.
But yeah, I am curious to see what crazy laws are happening around your actual local areas. Drop them in the messages. Send them the emails. I'll read them out in the next episode. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think we got everything off our chest.
Not
today.
Bad. I'm very proud of ourselves today. We went very professional.
Yeah, very classy. Very
professional. Let's see what happens. Maybe we'll find some more car news. If you guys like the whole car news segment,
swing by. Yeah.
Drop it in and let us know. And yeah, if you got a crazy law, I will read it out in the next episode. So also, we will.
Don't be shy to leave us voicemails. We haven't gotten a voicemail in a minute.
It has been a while. So yeah, if you go to c4lifestyle.show, it goes directly to the podcast where you can drop an actual voice message. And if it's funny enough and if it's good enough, it'll make it on air and we'll give you a shout out. So
There you go.
Maybe I think you can post up pictures too, so you can send us your cartoon and we'll rate it. We'll rate it from 1 to 10.
That's going to be dangerous.
That is going to be great.
Don't do that to these kids.
No, I'm kidding. We're not going to rate it. But it is always nice to see what people are building. But anyway. As always, everybody, thank you for listening. It's always a pleasure. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Don't forget to keep it custom because life's too short to stay stock.
Oh, peace.